League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
There's a film out today on the day I'm recording this in the UK called Nobody, and it looks fucking awesome. I struggle to stay awake in films. Everyone takes a piss, but I think it's a genuine eye and brain problem. I really do. This is probably why I don't watch too much TV. Every time it's a dark room and I'm staring at a screen, I have to fall asleep. Just for like 2 minutes and then I'm fine. But more than often, I usually just fall asleep through every film. I've seen a lot of starts to a lot of films and virtually none till the end. Now, fuck film reviewers, you know a film is good if Nathan Cassidy stays awake till the end. Wedding Crashers, Swingers, Shawshank Redemption, seen them countless times right through to the end. Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit trilogy, not so much. I said on a previous podcast, in the Hobbit film, I only made it to minute 28. After watching 28 minutes of someone washing up. That's the start of that film, 28 minutes of someone washing up. Gotta pique my interest early. And I can tell from the trailer whether it's an asleep film or an awake film. That's how I judge films. Is this an awake film? Well, I might go and watch it. Because it can get embarrassing. A number of times I've been on a date with someone and fallen asleep. One time I went on a first date with someone many years ago, and I think it was probably Deuce Bigalow, European Gigolo, we went to watch. That's where I take all my first dates. And I woke up towards the end having I missed most, like 1 hour 20. That's all I did. I had like a little 1 hour 20 nap in the middle of this 1 hour 30 film. And this woman I was with, this impatient woman had left, not even texted me. I was on my own. Fucking rude. You know, I'd got the gist just from the first 5 minutes. His penis looked like a nose. Not his penis looked like a nose. That'd be a film. Imagine a penis that looked like a nose. Imagine a tiny nose type penis. His nose looked like a penis. That's the plot there, obviously. The nose looked like the penis. That's far more kind of common, I guess, and far more funny. Deuce Bigalow, European Gigolo. Look at episode 33, Sam Smith, for a brilliant story about Rob Schneider. Although I say so myself, it's a 10-minute brilliant episode. It's a great story, which I would probably stay awake for. That's how good it is. So what made it worse when I was watching this film, asleep, there was like four shitty kids behind us who I had joked inaudibly to them on entry, but audibly to my date in jest. I was like, guys, fuck with me and you're dead. And when I woke up, I believe from the amount of popcorn around me, they'd been throwing popcorn at me as I'd lolloped back on the chair half asleep. That's right, even popcorn hitting me, or a nose shaped like a cock, does not wake me up on these occasions. I'm out like a light, or I'm out like a first date who says, don't fuck with me or you're dead. And then 5 minutes later, he's fast fucking asleep. It is embarrassing. Anyway, there's this film out there called Nobody. And I know from the trailer, it's an awake film. It's a rare thing for me, an awake film. Nobody. It looks fucking awesome. Nobody, nobody, nobody gonna love you like I do. Nobody, nobody, nobody gonna love you like I do. Yeah, I'm gonna love you till the good Lord comes back for me and you. Nobody, nobody, nobody gonna love you like I do. Looks great. The reason I know this, apart from a comedy or the best film I've ever seen, Shawshank Redemption, apart from Juice Bigelow, European Juggalo, neither of which contain a 28-minute scene of someone washing up. The films that keep me awake, the only films that keep me awake, have to be, to use a term I've coined with a mate, they have to be jacked up. Me and a mate have this thing called Jacked Up Club. Don't judge us, because we're both in our 40s, and it sounds childish. It's Jacked Up Club. We get together and we watch like a jacked up film, which means like a fucked up film, you know? Things get fucked up, cars get fucked up, people get fucked up, usually by a muscly man or Keanu Reeves. And we get fucked up ourselves on 2 cans of low alcohol Shandy Bass. Hence, Jacked Up. And this film out today completely demonstrates what Jacked Up is all about, called Nobody. Watch the trailer. This is a blueprint of what a jacked up Nathan Cassidy awake film is. It's always a guy who's down on his luck or just bored. And, or something bad has happened to him. So he decides to go around fucking things up, you know, fucking up the, not exams, you know, fucking up the town, fucking up the bad guys, fucking up himself, and fucking up the washing up. And before you say that sounds shit, don't forget the purpose of the film. The only purpose of the film is it has to keep Nathan Cassidy awake. So that means approximately every 3 to 4 minutes, something needs to get fucked up, you know, unexpectedly. There has to be some kind of shock to my system to kind of physically keep me awake. Not even a loud noise. I can sleep like a baby through a loud noise. It has to be something or someone getting unexpectedly fucked up. When I see a trailer like this, I go fucking crazy. I'm like, finally, yes, get in. Finally, a film I can watch. It may be shit, but at least I can stay awake. I remember in America many years ago, they were showing a trailer for King Kong, and the trailer looked fucking awesome. No doubt much better than the film. And at the end of the trailer, Kong was battling with a fucking, whatever, T-Rex or two. And it all reached a crescendo, the music, the trailer, and someone, it was in New York, leapt up from the crowd at the end of this trailer and said, yeah, yeah, get in. At the top of his voice, it was fucking joyous. Yeah, get in. And still it didn't wake me up. But this film Nobody does. It's going to wake me up. It's going to keep me awake. Because, as well, the subject matter is right up my street as a fantasy, you know. It's like Michael Douglas in Falling Down. It's that kind of film. Everyone has a tipping point. And it's great fantasy, isn't it? One day, just to lose your fucking shit for a day. And fuck up the people that have wronged you. I'd fuck up my old boss when I used to work at the bank who bullied me. I'd fuck up the person at the council office that I held the door open for. She said, thanks very much. And then barged past me and pushed in front of me in the queue. I'd fuck her up. I'd fuck up whoever was responsible for that 28-minute washing up scene in the Hobbit film. And finally, I'd track down those four little shits who sat behind me on that first date, watching Deuce Bigalow, European Gigolo, and I'd cut off all their penises and give them cocks for noses. And I'd cut off their noses as well. I'd swap them, you know what I'm saying? I'd give them noses for cocks and cocks for noses. That's what the film would be called. Noses for cocks, cocks for noses. I'm sure that's a film we'd all stay awake for. Deuce Bigalow, Hackney Gigolo. Watch Nathan Cassidy track down four boys from 20 years ago and swap their noses for dicks. I smell a hit, people. I sniff a hit with my dick. Yeah. Man, get in.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.